I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. This Saturday, April 6th at 7 p.m., KTTZ-TV presents a free public screening of Ken Burns' new documentary film, The Central Park Five, at the Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts. This screening gives the public an opportunity to see Ken Burns' new documentary before it airs on PBS nationally April 16th. The film documents the Central Park jogger case from New York City in 1989, when five teenagers were wrongly convicted of raping and beating a woman in New York's Central Park. With me now is Dr. Carlos Hill of Texas Tech University. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Hill. Now, you'll be a part of the panel discussion that will take place after the public screening, and you've had a chance to see the film prior to this event. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts on the Central Park Five.
Over the last few weeks, I've definitely watched the film and sort of meditated on what I think it means. And I think the basic thing in seeing this film is that it is a national tragedy. There's no way around it. It's a national tragedy. But the question that's a bit more difficult to answer is, why did it happen?
These young men were profiled because of the color of their skin. And this case takes place in 1989. It's now 2013. Do you feel that we've made any progress in our justice system since the time of the Central Park Five?
I would say we have advanced, but not in the right direction. Since the late 1980s, the prison population has continued to grow. Right now, in 2013, there's about 2.3 million people in prison, Americans in prison. 40% of those are African Americans.
Dr. Hill, I thank you so much for being with me today. Dr. Carlos Hill will be a part of a panel discussion that will follow the film, and we just encourage you to come out and join us. For 24 Frames on 89.1 FM, I'm Paul Hunton.